Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Pacinillo, and this is Skid Row Studios. We got some stuff here with David Catching. We got director Jason Pine in here today. But first things first, Alex, you there?
I'm here.
Last week, Jessica, we have a bit dedicated to you because you were so obsessed with Michael Fassbender's dong last week that we decided to turn it into a movie trailer. And we're just going to let it ride.
Yeah.
Jason Pine's going to be helping us out on this one.
Jason Pine, how you doing, dude?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
This summer, there's no place to hide.
Do you think they can hear us?
I'm trying not to swing so loud. Michael Fassbender lets it all hang out as Anne Frank.
I have to journalize this before the Nazis find my huge swinging dong.
And Gary Busey as Anne Frank's dong.
There's no time to journalize this. Tuck me back in.
And Jason Pine as Hitler.
999! And where are you? I can hear you dragging that dong! That glorious dong.
Coming soon.
I'll never stop hiding.
That movie looks pretty good, dude.
I think I would watch that movie.
That movie's pretty damn good.
I worked pretty hard on it,
though. Oh, the desert.
Oh, yeah, the desert.
I love your desert.
Look at all that desert.
Thank God it's the desert episode.
Today, we have the desert episode because we have Dave Catching interviews from a couple of weeks ago that we're going to play. But Jason Pine's here. How you doing, man?
Hello. Thank you for having me, Dan.
Of course. Thanks, he's a director of this documentary that we're going to talk about called Desert Age.
Desert Age.
Let's go into some tunes from the desert, though. Today's playlist is all desert music. This is Caius with Thumb.
And now, the severe beating of a high school Spanish teacher.
Juan es muy guapo. Hola. Señor, ¿hay problema? Mi casa, su casa. ¡Ay! ¡Oh! ¡Ay, Dios mío! ¡Ayúdame! 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 ¡Biblioteca! ¡Ay, Dios mío! ¡No!
Thank you. I'm just saying that you can't be sure that it wasn't you.
That's ridiculous. Of course it wasn't me. Marijuana is a memory loss drug, so maybe you just don't remember.
I would remember.
Well, how could you if it just erased your memory?
That's not how it works.
Now, how do you know how it works?
Knock it off, okay? I'm interviewing you.
No, you said that I'd be conducting the interview when I walked in here. Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Director Jason Pine, who's brought you...
Will he bonk you in the chocolate factory?
How Stella got her tube packed.
James Bondage, 003-some.
In Diana Jones and the Temple of Poon.
Once, twice, three times a labia.
And the Rodfather.
Comes Desert Age.
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Oh, the desert.
Oh, yeah, the desert.
I love your desert.
Look at all that desert.
Thank God it's the desert episode.
Oh, welcome back to A Planet Cacophony. My name is Dan Patrinello, and this is Skid Row Studios. I have Jason Pine in front of me.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? You were an excellent Hitler in our Anne Frank.
I tried,
movie with the
years
Dong.
Years of training.
Trying to be Hitler. It was a great performance.
Thanks, man.
But you're here for like some really cool reasons. So like, fuck the movie trailer. You're the director of a film coming out, right? It's a feature documentary film about the history and legacy of the Desert Stoner rock music scene.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Desert Age.
Well, I think those three bands you just played, Kais, Queens, and Eagles, are probably...
Yeah, that's why we opened with that seg.
I mean, they're the top, top bands that people, I think, know from that scene in
right.
California. And I think we're all fans here, you, me, and the crew. And
yeah.
We just wanted to know where that all started. So about 8 months ago, we went out to the desert and meeting people. And people
the
like...
The desert.
Yeah, the desert.
Oh, the desert.
There's some characters, man. It's awesome, and it's been a real amazing process. We're meeting so many new people that are just so down to help us out, and I think that's the greatest part about it.
So tell us about the actual film. Like,
well,
are we close to being done? Or
yeah, we're about...
It's a full-length movie and everything?
It's going to be a feature-length film, and we're about halfway done. We want to still keep filming for another 2 or 3 months, I would say, and maybe, keep that going a little bit, but... Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has already been shot. We have an official trailer for it. We've got...
It's amazing. The trailer is actually super... You guys got your shit down. Oh,
yeah.
I know I'm in it,
you're
but I mean,
in
like...
the trailer. That's what makes it awesome.
I didn't know you.
Yeah.
I didn't
That's
know
true.
You.
That's
and then
true.
You came in here and you, like, filmed our interview with Mario.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you were talking about this concept. And I was like, that's really badass, actually. Yeah. Like, I care enough. I mean, Mario was in here. Like, I was talking to him because, like, obviously
awesome.
I give a shit.
Yeah.
And, like, you came in, like, with the same sort of vibe. And I was like... No, I filmed this thing. Like, your project sounds cool. I mean, we're talking about the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Mario's great, and he's been a really big help to the film as well. Just giving us, the support that we really need moving forward because, we don't have a lot of money. It's just a really bare-bones crew. It's me, my best friend Trevor, who's also producing it, Trevor mm-hmm. Cushing. We've got Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Hey, Joaquin.
He's our photographer,
Joaquin.
And you jacked him for this project.
Well,
no, he's a hard worker.
He does.
He's over there sipping his beer, shooting the floor.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joaquin.
And
I love you, man.
It's a little family, I mean, just like the desert scene itself, it's such a close, wonderful family of really talented musicians, and I can't overemphasize that enough. Some really great
people. No, the talent that comes out of that area of this world is it's insane.
It's unreal.
I mean, look at like the last three songs we played, Kais and Queens and Eagles. Just I don't know, the hooks, the cat. You hear it for the first time, and like there's no other place that can come from, and there's a reason for that.
Right.
And I feel is awesome about your project is that you're trying to explain that to people.
Exactly.
Like, what that reason is for. Like, why it sounds like that coming from the desert.
There's two other scenes that I'm a big fan of. The grunge scene in the 90s and the punk scene in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely one of those scenes, like a very unique place where a lot of great stuff happened. And that's what the film talks about, like where all that stuff kind of came from. So we're pumped, to say the least.
I'm glad you guys are, and so are we. We're going to come back and talk to you further about this, but since this is the desert episode, we actually had the pleasure of talking to Dave Cashing, who's a huge player in that scene.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to go into this interview that we did with him and Laurel Canyon at some house he was just sitting at. I mean, for a friend. I mean, that he's not like homeless or something.
It was surreal because we waited for him and he was there and we were like looking at the mansions.
And like, it was like drizzling on us and we were like in Laurel Canyon. And
yeah.
it was good times. And he talked about a lot of that passion that you're trying to find in your film. Well, we're going to go to that and we'll play some more great stuff with Cashing and Throw Rag and some of the guys you feature in your film. And then we'll talk about how everybody can help out.
Awesome. Awesome.
So this is A Pint of Cacophony. Here's Dave Cashing.
There are way too many people out there who don't know about like your deep career. So let's drop some knowledge on them. What are some of the things you've accomplished for yourself as a musician?
Well, I kind of learned a few chords.
Right on.
So that was a pretty big accomplishment.
In step one.
40 years of playing.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like bands I played
yes.
with or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, Queens of the Stone Age was probably one of the more known bands I played with for a while. Eagles of Death Metal, Masters of Reality, Earthlings, played on some of Peach's records. I've been around for a while, so I had a lot of bands in Memphis that people might know of if they lived in Memphis in the early 80s, the Modifiers, the Cuntsmen, the...
That's a great name.
That's one of my favorite names of bands. And then I moved to L.A. with the Modifiers, and I played with Tex and the Horseheads and the Ringling Sisters, a few other bands.
It's quite the fucking resume.
Yeah. So far, it's
life been fun.
Yeah, it's been good for me.
Tell us a little about Rancho De La Luna. What were your goals for the studio when you founded it way back in 93?
Well, in 93, my friend Fred Drake moved out to the desert and found this awesome place, and he always wanted to have a recording studio. So within the first couple of months of finding the place, a friend of his named Hugh Harris brought us some recording gear out there. And then I was actually living in New Orleans when Fred moved out there. He called me one day and said he wanted to start a recording studio. A friend of ours was selling some gear. And even though I was living in New Orleans, I had utmost respect for Fred as a person, an engineer, and a producer and musician. So we just became partners on the studio, even though I was living in another city. So at the time, I didn't really have much considered other than hopefully one day I'll be able to go out there and record with Fred. I didn't see myself leaving for a couple of years, really, because I just started this restaurant, and so I thought I'd be busy for a while. But about 9 months in, we had an electrical fire at the restaurant, and the owners weren't insured, so I left New Orleans and went on tour for a while with some friends of mine called Caius. I became their guitar tech, and they were going to Europe, and it was just an easy escape to get out of the heat of New Orleans during the summer.
You get offered a trip to Europe with Caius.
Yeah, I think I'll go.
Yeah,
my best friend does sound for them. My friend Hutch, he's right. My best friend, and he was doing sound for them, and I knew all those guys through various people, and we'd all hung out. So we went to Europe, and when I got back, I was floating between L.A. and New Orleans, and that's when Fred and I started doing projects together at the Rancho. And then from that point on, it was just, our deal was just every cent we made put back into making the place better.
I've actually been through there. Mario Lawley is a friend of ours.
Oh, yeah.
And
one of the best.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We've played with him few times, and I think he like set up a tour, and Hutch showed us around, me and my brother and a couple of friends.
Oh, cool.
A beautiful place.
Oh, thanks. But it's cool because I have a house there, and Hutch has a couple of places there, and Brian O'Connor from Eagles of Death Metal has a house next door. So we have five houses on the property.
Sounds like quite the little villa.
It's really cool.
So what are you working on now?
Well, I've been working on my solo record for the last couple of weeks, and that's coming along really good. Chris Goss just started doing some pre-production for the new Masters of Reality album, and they're going to do a few things over there. Someone coming in from Australia coming in for like a week doing some writing. And,
over at Rancho?
Yeah. And then at the beginning of August, my friend Missy Pyle, who's an actress, and she's awesome musician and actress, and she starts her record. So a lot of stuff rolling up.
Yeah, it was awesome seeing Eagles of Death Metal at your birthday.
Yeah, that was a
You fun. Seemed like you were like, this is the best birthday party ever, and you went up there and like stomped around with that attitude. It was pretty sick. I was like, we were supposed to be hanging out, and he had the microphones. We're like, we're going to talk to people the whole time, and I totally ditched him. And I was just dancing in the pit with everybody else.
Yeah, after we played, I don't know if you saw me, but I was jumping about 10 feet in the air during Peach's set.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you guys doing anything with Eagles of Death Metal?
Yeah. We're almost done with the new record. It's taken a little longer because Josh has had such success with the new Queens album.
Seems like he's just been sitting around. I don't know.
Yeah, he just sits around. He doesn't do it. That guy never does anything.
No.
But yeah, they've been super busy, so he hasn't had a lot of time, but got more than half of the record done. It sounds incredible.
Do you guys have like a projected release time?
Not really, no. I mean,
you're just going to focus and finish?
Yeah, I think after this next run, Josh has a little time off, so hopefully we'll get a little...
After Halloween or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited for that. I love Eagles of Death Metal. It's
Thank you.
Straight up rock and roll that like we're missing, and I get to dance.
Well, it's funny because when I played in Queens of the Stone Age, when we first started, it was mostly not many dudes, and it was definitely not dancing and having fun at first. That's totally changed since then. I mean, that was, 97. when I got in Eagles, I was like, oh, this is really fun.
Why is this so fun?
A lot of girls are at the shows, and everyone's dancing, and everyone's really nice.
Yeah, how's that like working with Jesse?
Awesome. He's one of the funniest dudes ever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you guys collaborate for the Eagles of death metal? Like,
there's not a lot of collaboration. It's mostly him writing the songs, mm-hmm. and then he and Josh record, you know, 90% of the stuff, and then I come in and play a little bit of guitar on a few songs and
fill it all in and package it up.
Yeah.
Stick a bow on it.
Yeah. They need a little bit of, you know, pizzazz here and there.
Hey, Dan. It's Dave Catching.
I know.
I'm not afraid to die.
Agent Mulder, I found some unusual slime coming out of my back door. I think we need to investigate.
I think you're right, Scully. Let's have a closer look at that back door.
Do you think it's catching?
Scully, I think it's Dave catching.
Desert.
Oh, yeah, the desert.
I love your desert.
Look at all that desert.
Thank God it's the desert episode.
Welcome back to Pine Cacophony. My name's Dan Pacinello, and this is Skid Row Studios. Jason Pine, how you doing, mister?
Hello.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about your project, Desert Age.
Yes, sir.
So we know it's a movie. We know it's about the desert. We know it looks good. We know there's amazing fucking bands in it. How do we help? What's the deal with it being released?
Well, we need some additional funding to help the post-production costs, which includes color correcting and editing and finalizing some music rights for the cool stuff that we already have. So if you go to our website, it's www.desertagefilm.com. You can not only see the trailer with Dan himself making an awesome appearance, but you can also see how you can help on our Indiegogo.
I was there, dude.
Yeah. So that would be awesome if people could just visit that. There's a link to the campaign funding Indiegogo site there.
Yeah, it's indiegogo.com/project/desertage, or just check the website.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we're 50% funded. And
what's your goal?
Our goal is 10,000. So we are almost at 5,000.
And we got about 16 days left.
And it's all or nothing. So if we don't
plenty get the rest of time.
Plenty of time, but also a little scary, stressful time, but exciting time. We have about 62 supporters right now, including one of our fiscal sponsors, Dissension Records.
Comes
all the way from the UK. I want to shout out to Michelle as well. They've been really, really great.
So we're getting there, and we need a little bit more help. So if you guys are interested in what we're doing.
You know, if you follow Pine Nugget Coffee on Instagram or Facebook, we're going to post about this until it's over. Until it's over, man. Thanks, the fat lady sings or croaks or...
Yep. We've got, you know, all those days left, but it's just exciting. It's a great way to raise awareness for the film as well. And what's also great about it is you don't just, it's not like a tip jar or something. It's actually, you get perks for what you give us. So there's different tiers. So if you give $10, you actually get a copy of an Anesthetic Frank, your band, a download there. And you get, you know, different things given whatever you'd like to give to the
project. Yeah, you guys go all the way through like 100, 500, 1,000. And there's different perks. Like you get...
there's posters.
Yeah, you get posters, credits in the movie.
Credits in the movie. Anybody that actually even donates, I think, gets a credit, except for the $1 level. But if you give at least...
Oh, man.
$35.
Alex is like, God damn it, this is what I did. It's a rough week, man.
That sucks.
I think we'll get one.
I'm going to give more so I can get my name on there.
We can get you in there. We'll work some out.
I think we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think we'll be good.
So what's that website one more time where we can find everything? Just the easy one.
The www.desertagefilm.com.
Desertagefilm.com. Mm-hmm. Sweet. We'll post that on our website as well.
Thank you so much, sir. You guys are great. So thanks again for having us. It really means a lot for the project as we kind of get towards that finish line and we keep filming. We're going out to the desert again on the 2nd and 3rd, meet some very cool people, and we're headed to Fargo tomorrow.
Fargo, you guys, that's what I love about you guys. You're going to get in the car and you're going to drive your asses out to Fargo for footage.
We're going to drive a little bit. We're going to fly to Minneapolis.
Oh, even better.
Yep, and then we're going to drive 3.5 hours to Fargo to meet a guy named Uncle Paul. So... stay tuned for that.
All the critters from the desert, everybody big, everybody small. That's what's so amazing about this film, Desert Age. It just covers everything. And you get...
yeah, and that's
he's got the coolest interviews in this. I mean, like, his lineup, it's everybody that matters.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so much, you know, we may not cover it all, but we definitely try to, you know, give it a lot of exposure. Like
shine the light that it deserves, you know?
Right, yeah. And, you know, we also want to showcase the younger bands, too, because that's the whole thing. There's, like, this age of the desert or whatever.
Right, like what happened.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
like,
what's going on now from it.
So we're trying to contrast a little bit. Everybody knows Queens, everybody knows Caius, but, like, you know, who's Uncle Paul? Or, you know, it's like, but he's relevant to the scene, so... you know, that's what we're tracking down, and it's so much fun. So, yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, Jason Pine. Don't worry, we get a goodbye together in a little bit later.
All right.
But we're going to go back into some music, and Fever Dog is a song here, and that you featured them in the trailer.
That's right,
you?
And we're going to go film with them on next Sunday, actually. So they are terrific. They're slamming. They're awesome.
It's going to be good stuff. But before that, we have the rest of our Dave Catching interview.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our fans are totally into the desert scene and all that stuff. A lot of people that aren't on the end want to know, how did Hame approach you with the concept for Desert Sessions?
My band Earthlings was always super lax in our recording style. When I first met Josh, Caius was playing, and they only really played with each other.
Right.
You know, they didn't jam with a lot of people. And then Mario started, they would play Mario, a song of Mario's on their record and get him to play. And, you'd have to ask him, but I think maybe just seeing how Fred and I were pretty open to having anyone play. And then he thought, yeah, that might be a cool thing to do for me to play with some other people. I assume that's probably, he just said he wanted to try something like that and it sounded really fun to me.
And you were just up for it.
Yeah.
How long did the whole process take? Was it 10 volumes? 11?
10 volumes. They were usually, like, the first ones were like 3 or 4 days at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last ones were, I think, like 6 or 7, you know, which is pretty quick to make. Towards the end, it was a little bit longer, but they're the most fun things to make because a lot of people have never met each other before.
Right. So it's first impressions, and then we have to make music together.
Yeah. And then a couple of people are on the front porch playing guitar on a riff that somebody wrote. And then someone's like, oh, I got a couple of, you know, lyrics for that. And amazing how fast it comes together, all the songs. You have 5 to 10 amazing musicians sitting around. It doesn't take long to write cool stuff, usually.
One of the songs we're going to play on this episode is The Piano Bench Breaks.
Oh, yeah.
And we just kind of want to hear your perspective, the story behind that.
Josh and Chris Goss were playing just crazy noodling piano and laughing hysterically and sounding like poncy English dudes. And then the piano bench actually broke.
That they were sitting on
them, yeah. And luckily, there were a lot of people in the room and outside of the room, and we were recording it. So, but luckily, no one was hurt, which, you know, piano benches are the number one cause of injuries at studios. So you don't want anyone to die from that.
So you stay in New Orleans sometimes or most of the time out of the year.
Yeah.
What is it about the New Orleans that's appealing to you, and how is it different from Palm Desert or Los Angeles where the rest of your business seems to take place?
Well, I think it's one of the last cities that has a Wild West feel. You know, a lot more is, you can get away with a lot more. People aren't quite as strict or weird about, you know, it's not as politically correct as it is here. The weather is as different as you can get because it's super humid. That's kind of cool. I don't really drink a ton in the desert because it's just so dry, but and there's nowhere to go other than driving around. And in New Orleans, there's a bar every 20 feet. So you just meet your friends and kind of walk around and get loaded and or not. I mean, I've definitely done many nights where I'm not drinking, but it's more fun sometimes when you are with your friends. You can go into a bar and talk with many different kinds of people in New Orleans. Here, people kind of tend to stay with their clique or people that are
their comfort zones.
Yeah, their comfort zones. Whereas, you know, you'll be in a market or something in New Orleans and people will talk to you. So I like the conversation.
How do you think that affects your music?
I think it helps a lot. I mean, I play with a lot of people in New Orleans. People there love to jam and record. So when I go down there, I have so many different friends I play with. And it's always good to play with people that have different styles.
Oh, I agree. I feel the same way about, like playing music and cooking.
Yeah.
Like, you play music with a bunch of different other people, and, like, you pick up new things or different cultures even, just like when you cook with people.
Yeah.
And it seems to just refine everything, just for yourself at least.
Oh, absolutely.
It helps you build that character, I don't know, and kind of own it.
But it's fun because, you know, my friends in New Orleans play completely different music than my friends out here.
Yeah.
And in both places, it's funny you would say cooking, because typically all those kind of jams and stuff are around a barbecue or cooking.
Yeah.
You know, you're cooking while you're jamming, and then you stop and you eat and you jam some more.
I love seeing that No Reservations episode
with
Anthony Bourdain. What was that like, hanging with him?
It was great, and you could tell he's a fan of Josh's. You know,
big time.
Because, you know, like, he was really into, especially when we started recording the song for that episode, you could tell he was having a really good time. And it was interesting, too, because all the crew came out, and it was only supposed to be, like, a few hours of them coming one night to hang out and just look at the place before he came.
Right.
And then him to come for a couple of hours and shoot the spot and split. And instead, they came for the whole day before and hung out with us all night. We were playing dice, and the crew hung out with us all night. And then Anthony came the next day, and we all cooked. He was like, "Yeah, let's do this again tomorrow." I was like, "All right." And so he came back, and, you know, not quite as long, but we did most of a day, and then the crew stayed for the rest of the time. And then the crew came back a couple extra days just to hang out and do pickup shots of whatever. But they seemed to really enjoy it. We loved it. Anthony's amazing, and his crew were all super, super cool people that I've hung out with since then.
So for people that want to keep up with you and everything you're involved with, what's the easiest way to do that?
I do Twitter as Rancho de la Luna, as one word.
That's the easiest way? Facebook or Instagram?
I do Instagram as I took this photo. But I'm not, like, super, you know, like, I don't try to bum people out with 20 photos a day. I do one every few days, maybe.
Cool. Is there anything else you want to let our Los Angeles public know?
Eagles of Death Metal are playing the Festival Supreme Saturday, October 25th at the LA Sports Arena in Exposition Park. With Tenacious D, Cheech and Chong, Workaholics, Margaret Cho, The State, Peaches is playing, Drunk History. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Dave Catching, please don't go. I want to kiss you all over and over and again. I wanna kiss you all over. Bum, bum, bum. Till the night closes in. Till the night closes in.
Till the night closes in.
Okay, let's do that one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
My name is Connery, and I'm listening to Pint of
Cacophony.
Cacophony?
Take four.
Hold on. Let me get this in my mouth first.
What? Be specific, please. Lighting up a cigarette.
My name is Connery. You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony, and my best friend is Dan.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Pacinello, and this is Skid Row Studios. Today's the desert episode. It's been fun.
Real fun, man. This is awesome.
How you doing, Mr. Jason Pine?
Better now. Better now. This thing is awesome, man.
So let's just your movie Desert Age. Let's give the website out one more time right before we say goodnight to everybody.
Yes, please. If everyone could visit www.desertagefilm.com, check out what we're doing. That'd be awesome.
If you like that playlist today, that's basically like the life of that movie.
That's
and
right.
Why. So like, let's get on then. Help these guys out. We'll be posting it on the website. Until next time. Next week we have, I believe it's the Murder City Devils.
Yes, it is the Murder City Devils.
And they're going to be dropping their new record here. And it's, I don't know. I can't even. I'm speechless about that one.
I can't believe it. It's going to happen next week, guys. Oh, my God.
All right. We'll see you guys next Monday. This is Pint of Cacophony. Good night, assholes.
Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.